Agradecemos.
We're grateful to the USGR on Human Rights and all panelists for their intervention for Peru. It's a priority to develop public policy with a cultural and linguistic relevance, with an intercultural approach that meets the needs of the indigenous population. We recognize that one of the main barriers for better coordination in public policy between the state and the more than 40 indigenous peoples in Peru is language. That's why in recent years, the Ministry of Culture has developed more than 20 training courses for interpreters in indigenous languages, with the result of now over 740 people belonging to various parts of the country speaking 38 of the 48 indigenous languages registered in the National Interpreters and Translators Register for Indigenous Languages. On 17th August, we inaugurated the first interpreter-translator course geared exclusively for women speaking the 48 indigenous languages of my country, who represent a bridge of communication and provision of social services, with special emphasis on those that seek to the services that address violence. Peru is a multi-ethnic country with a committed to respecting the rights of indigenous peoples, always in line with the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. I thank you.